Hello, my gorgeous queen. If you've been looking for workouts that not only strengthen, lengthen, and tone your body, but also leave you feeling empowered inside and out, let me put you on Sweaty Studio, my online Pilates studio and app designed to help you embrace movement as a way to take care of the incredible, beautiful body God gave you. At Sweaty Studio, we're all about combining fun, effective movement with powerful affirmations to help you see yourself as strong, worthy, and enough. From Pilates to dance cardio, every class is designed to help you build a healthy, positive relationship with your body while also getting stronger and healthier inside and out. Plus, Sweaty Studio is built on faith-based foundations and has our popular Pilates and Praise classes that blend powerful affirmations rooted in scripture, worship music, and a devotional at the end with movement to help you see yourself how God sees you, strong, worthy, and wonderfully made. And starting January 1st, we're kicking off our 21-day New Year's Challenge. It's the perfect way to reset your mind and body with workouts and encouragement to help you stay consistent and feel unstoppable in 2025. If you're ready to join, simply go to sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. That's sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. Let's move together and take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit this year. I'll see you on the mat. Let's get sweaty.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Merry Christmas, my Healthy But Human fam, and welcome back to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. If you are new here, I'm so happy you're here. Healthy But Human is a faith-based wellness podcast where we talk about bettering ourselves mentally, physically, and of course, spiritually. This episode today is a very, very relevant episode because, as you know, 2025 is approaching us in just a few days, and I thought it'd be fun to drop an episode for all the different ways you can really prep to have 2025 be your absolute best year yet. But first, of course, we have to address the fact today is Christmas. I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. Today is such an incredible, wonderful, just amazing day. I am so beyond grateful that God literally sent his son to die on the cross for us so we could have a relationship with him. Like, that is a huge, huge sacrifice. And I just don't want to take away from the real meaning of Christmas. Like, I know that Jesus's actual birth, like birthday, is apparently not on Christmas, but it is still really amazing to just celebrate Christmas and take a moment to just thank the Lord for this blessing that he has given us. I mean, it is huge. It's a huge, huge day. So I just encourage you to really spend time with Jesus today, just thanking him, honoring him, thanking God our Father, and just, yeah, just finding that gratitude and really sitting in what Christmas actually means to you. Anyways, I hope you have an amazing, amazing day with your friends, with your family. If you're alone, I hope you have an amazing day. Also, you are never alone though. God is always with you. I remember I had one Christmas a couple years back. I was alone. It was so hard. So, so hard. I was supposed to travel that year and stay with family, but I literally got COVID like the day I was supposed to leave. And I remember just being devastated. I was so sad. I was so lonely. And I just don't want to take away from the fact that feeling those things are totally, totally valid, and my heart goes out to you if you are feeling that type of way today. But please know that you are never fully alone, and just in those moments when you feel that way, I love to just ask Jesus, where are you right now? Where is your presence in this room? And just sit and just soak that in, because he is hanging out with you constantly. So regardless, my heart goes out to you. I hope today is amazing. If it is feeling chaotic, it's okay. Step away for a second, take a deep breath, exhale. If someone says something that's mean to you, I encourage you to take a moment to also step away, forgive them, and come back and just really spend this day just with people that you love and with Jesus, honoring him. Okay, that was my long-winded Christmas intro. Let's get into our self-check-in before we dive into our episode today. So a self-check-in is just to help us ground ourselves, see how we're doing, see how you're feeling, and then go from there. So wherever you are, take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much goodness, so much love into your body, and then take a big exhale, sighing out, letting go, releasing tension from your face, from your shoulders, just let it all out. All right, ask yourself now on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how do I feel today? Getting real with yourself today and asking that follow-up question of why do I feel how I feel? Maybe something happened in your day, maybe nothing happened. Just getting pinpointing the why. Okay, next question is, what is one way I can reframe my self-talk in a way that is life-giving? Maybe it's speaking affirmations over yourself in the morning or talking kindly to yourself when you see yourself in the mirror. Just take a moment to think about it. Okay, next question I have is, what is something you are really proud of that you accomplished in 2024? I know the year is not quite over yet. Maybe you're listening to this in the new year, but it's still important to reflect on our accomplishments. Okay, my final question I have for you is, who is the version of yourself that you aspire to be in 2025? Just take a moment to picture this version of you. And final question I have, or it's not really a question. It is a question actually. Have you hydrated your hot bod in the past 30 minutes? Even if you have, let's all just take a moment to grab our waters and hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers to hydration, my gorgeous, amazing queen. All righty. Let's just dive right into some life updates. I feel like we haven't had an updates moment in a while. So I'm currently recording this episode actually on Christmas Eve. I am not traveling anywhere for Christmas, which is kind of wild, honestly. I feel like growing up my entire life, I would travel a lot. My family, my dad's parents, they lived in Oklahoma, and then my mom's parents lived in Texas. So when I was a kid, I lived in Canada. I lived in Calgary, Canada. Shout out if you live in Calgary, Canada. I love Canada so much. Miss it so much. Anyways, on Christmas, we would actually make a big trip down to visit both sets of my grandparents usually. I think that's how it was. So we'd like kind of bounce between the two. It was just a lot of traveling over Christmases my entire life. And so it's definitely strange to just be like, I'm just chilling. It's me, John, and Belle and our dogs for Christmas. And we're going to travel to Pittsburgh in a few days. But transparently speaking, I did not buy my Christmas plane tickets soon enough. And the prices escalated quite rapidly, as we all probably know. And I was like, I can't justify this. So we've actually found a good flight deal on the 27th. But yeah, so that is an update. I definitely want to, like, I don't think tomorrow, I just need to like step away and just have a nice like rest day, almost like a Sabbath kind of day. This time of year is really crazy with fitness stuff, because obviously, as we know, it's New Year's. And just a little heads up, insider on how the fitness industry operates. It's very seasonal. So the most sales usually come between the months of Black Friday until New Year's. That's like the prime time to make sales. And then also the summer months, like the very beginning of summer is usually pretty popular. But aside from that, it's usually pretty, it's not like slow, but it's just, these are like by far the best months to really launch stuff. So I'm launching three things all at the same time. I'm a little in over my head right now. I am launching a New Year's challenge on my Pilates app, Sweaty Studio. It is going to be a 21-day challenge. You heard it first. That is right. It's called the That Pilates Girl Challenge. I am so excited for you to get to experience this challenge because we have really fun things happening at Sweaty Studio this year. My best friend, Mikaylee, is becoming a Pilates instructor and a dance cardio instructor for the app. She is so good. I trained and certified her for my in-person studio, Sunshine Pilates. And she is like a little ray of sunshine. We're literally best friends. And I'm like, this is so much fun. I have been very hesitant to have another instructor on the app just because, you know, it's just, I've just been scared to do it, frankly. But I finally just went all in. I was like, girl, I called her up and I was like, Mikaylee, do you want to be on Sweaty Studio? And she was like, oh my goodness, yes. And I was like, okay, so we have a New Year's challenge and we need to film 21 workouts in 10 days. So me and Mikaylee literally spent the past week or so filming so many workouts, just like killing each other in these workouts. They were so hard. But it's really fun because we're both in the workout videos, and it's my goal with it is to like make the challenge feel almost like an accountability challenge. So you're part of something, you're part of the Sweaty fam, you're doing the workouts, you're not by yourself. Maybe you want your best friend or your family member to join in with you. You invite them to do it. Like, it is supposed to be a really fun, exciting time. I think the new year, there can be a lot of pressure to have like tons of goals all laid out in a cookie cutter binder. But honestly, like, let's be real. Like, how many of us actually do that? And even if we do, how many of us actually stick to those goals after the first month? So I just want to make this year and this episode just shed some light on realness around goal setting and preparation and take that pressure off. I know I have felt so much pressure to have my vision board all created, but like I said, I'm launching three things. And it is, I don't know where the time is. I also have a new baby. Like, I don't know where the time is to make the vision board. So if you're feeling like me, if you're just kind of overwhelmed, maybe you're overstimulated, this episode will hopefully help you just set some very tangible goals and simply just help encourage yourself to level up and continue to better yourself. I think another update, because you were like probably wondering what my three launches are, it's Sweaty Studio Challenge. And then we have, for my in-person Pilates studio, if you live in Stuart, Jensen Beach, come through. I have a Pilates studio called Sunshine Pilates. It is a faith-based Pilates studio. That's the foundation of the studio. We have Pilates and praise classes, which blend worship music with Pilates and affirmations and community, and it's amazing. So I'm having a grand opening event for that not next week. I don't even know. When is New Year's? Anyways, I'm really excited. I'm having I can't even talk right now, you guys. I'm having an acai bowl place in the area cater some acai bowls for us. And then we're going to also have some other fun sponsors of the event. But it's going to be really fun. Come through on that. And then I'm also launching a beginner Pilates challenge on YouTube for my YouTube folk. I really want this challenge to just be accessible for someone who maybe has never done Pilates, is not ready to fully commit to a studio, and just wants to see what it's about. So this challenge is going to help you do that. Maybe you've been a gym girly your entire life and you just aren't sure if Pilates is for you, if it actually does anything, if it's just a stretch. This challenge is going to be great. It's going to be a great thing you can blend into your gym workouts too if you're wanting to get back into the gym, but you maybe want to have that sprinkle of the low impact Pilates movement throughout your week. It'll be so good for you. So you have so many options to get sweaty and move with me this new year. But that being said, let's just dive in to our 2025 prep guide. Oh my goodness. I made us an outline, you guys. Ah, so exciting. So the first thing I already kind of touched on it's just how I think I know we all are on social media for the most part. There has been so much just, I don't mean to like complain, but I just need to talk about this. I need to just spill. I feel like there is so much curated stuff on social media. Like, this has been a thing for years, obviously. But it just is pick. Okay. The wellness industry in general just makes wellness kind of look like an all or nothing thing. Like, you have to have your red light therapy mask, your ice barrel, I don't even know what it is, your like raw organic everything, non-toxic everything. Like, it's very everything perfect, perfect, perfect. I felt the same way in 2021 when I actually started this. I rebranded this to Be Healthy, Be Human, the podcast. I felt the same way, which is why I made my entire social media all about being that balanced that girl, because the that girl trend was huge at the time. It was the same exact thing. It was just showing these really unrealistic wellness lifestyles, and I felt like a huge imposter. And I'm going to be honest, I think I've been feeling very similar ways lately, looking at social media, being like, I want to have a faith-based wellness podcast. But the reality of it is, my life is not perfect wellness. It's just not. I added green dye to my wreath. Is that how you say it? Wreath? Yeah. Wreath Rice Krispie treat things. Oh my goodness, green dye, Callie, what? But like, that's just like normal. I'm sorry. Like, I'm going to add green dye to my stuff, or maybe I'll try chlorophyll next time. But the point being is that it is just not realistic. Social media sets these standards that are just not realistic. And I fall into the same traps I'm sure so many of you fall into. Like, just seeing these girls who are like perfectly tan, perfectly snatched. They have all the gold jewelry that's like not tarnished. They have the matching workout sets. Their hair is perfectly slicked back. They're in their $40 Pilates classes with their green juices after. Like, while that is an amazing, that like looks amazing, I think it can get so easy to become jealous and to compare ourselves and to think that they're doing better than us and that we're not doing enough, so we're not healthy. So that is my rant for us right now, is realizing that that is not the standard that we need to compare our lives to. Comparing our lives to a curated standard of perfection is going to continually leave us feeling just not like good enough. Like, we're just not good enough. And the thing is, God is not a God of trends. God is this never changing Father who loves us. He knows how many hairs are on your head right now. He knows that a piece of hair just fell out before the podcast you're listening to it. He knows that. Like, he knows everything about us, and he loves us for who we are. He loves us beyond if we are truly sticking to our 2025 wellness goals. Like, he still thinks we're amazing and valuable and worthy, and we don't have to prove anything to him to have him love us. So that leads me into, how do we prep for 2025 from a healthy but human way? Realizing that we are humans. We are human beings, not human doings, and we are not going to be perfect this year, and that is okay. So I made us an outline, like I said, of how we're going to take a moment to just prep together for 2025 in a very human way. It's not about perfection. The first thing we're going to do is take a moment to simply reflect on this past year. Hello, my gorgeous queen. If you've been looking for workouts that not only strengthen, lengthen, and tone your body, but also leave you feeling empowered inside and out, let me put you on Sweaty Studio, my online Pilates studio and app designed to help you embrace movement as a way to take care of the incredible, beautiful body God gave you. At Sweaty Studio, we're all about combining fun, effective movement with powerful affirmations to help you see yourself as strong, worthy, and enough. From Pilates to dance cardio, every class is designed to help you build a healthy, positive relationship with your body while also getting stronger and healthier inside and out. Plus, Sweaty Studio is built on faith-based foundations and has our popular Pilates and praise classes that blend powerful affirmations rooted in scripture, worship music, and a devotional at the end with movement to help you see yourself how God sees you, strong, worthy, and wonderfully made. And starting January 1st, we're kicking off our 21-day New Year's Challenge. It's the perfect way to reset your mind and body with workouts and encouragement to help you stay consistent and feel unstoppable in 2025. If you're ready to join, simply go to sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. That's sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. Let's move together and take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit this year. I'll see you on the mat. Let's get sweaty.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
15% off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easier by using a one-coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior paint and primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's so easy to just want to move forward, right? But we got to take a moment to just think about how far we've come. So I want you to either grab a journal now or your phone notes, or maybe you just think about this in your head. But I encourage you to maybe just pause the podcast after I ask each question and just take a moment to really reflect with yourself. I know it takes energy, but I'm telling you, it's going to be so worth it. So the first thing I want you to ask yourself is, what were 5 things you learned in this past year? There were good lessons or maybe bad lessons. So take a moment to pause and think about it. Next question. What is something you are proud of that you accomplished this year? What was one hard thing you overcame? How did you grow physically this year? Maybe that's you started going to the gym or you started going to walk, something like that. How did you grow mentally this year? Maybe that is for your mental health. You started to have a phone-free evening so that you could just read a book instead. Or maybe it is exiting the people-pleasing era or getting past imposter syndrome or even just working on those things. And the final question here is, how did you grow spiritually this year? Maybe it's you started journaling with the Lord. Maybe it's you heard his voice for the first time. Or maybe it's you just started to actually believe that God is real. Or you got back into your faith walk. And let's wrap up our reflection moment by just thanking Jesus for everything that he gave you this year. You can just say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me with much this year. Thank you for taking away things that didn't need to be in my life. Thank you for giving me things, opening doors, closing doors, and for being with me every step of the way. Okay. Moving into the next section of our prep, we're going to just have a moment to invite God into our quote-unquote vision board moment. Whether you make an actual physical vision board, if you want to make a vision board, I love using Pinterest for this. I think it's actually easier to make a vision board when you write down these things first, what we're about to do, and then you can go find images that inspire you and really reflect your answers to the following questions. So first things first, let's just ask God to be part of our vision for 2025. God knows the future. We don't. So asking the Lord, hey, God, put on my heart the vision that you have for me this year, the dreams that you have for me, Lord, I want your dreams on my heart. So just take a moment to invite him in. Okay. So now same exact thing. I want you to just pause the podcast after I ask each question and take a moment to reflect. Where do you want to be in your physical health journey by the end of 2025? Where do you want to be in your mental health journey by the end of 2025? Where do you want to be in your spiritual journey by the end of 2025? Okay, and now under your answers for these, I want you to ask the following questions for physical, mental, and spiritual. We'll start with physical health. What habits need to stay? What habits need to go? Same thing for mental health journey. What habits need to stay? What habits need to go? And then spiritual, what habits need to stay and what habits need to go. All right, and the last question in this section that I want you to write down is, what are 1 to 2 dreams that you currently have on your heart? Think big here or think small. Whatever came to your mind, I want you to write it down though. Don't second guess yourself. I recommend reading this book called Your Next 5 Moves. It is so good for goal setting, for bettering yourself. The dreams you wrote down, apply Next 5 Moves to them. John and I did that with Sunshine Pilates. It was super cool. And ask the Lord to be part of this with you. I'm telling you, asking God to be in your goals, he literally will put things on your heart that you could never have even imagined or come up with on your own. It is so, so cool. Another book I really love and I definitely want to read more of this year is Atomic Habits by James Clear. His whole mentality is improving 1% better each day. The all or nothing mindset promotes that we improve our entire life in one day, but his whole method is 1%. Just do 1%. Get better by 1%. That's all you got to do. It will compile over the year. It's super, such a good book. Okay. So I want to just quickly talk about, so why do people actually fail at their goals? I did a little research for us before recording this episode because I was so curious. I was like, okay, genuinely, why do people fail at this? Like, every year, it's the same cycle over and over again. And a recent survey by the University of Scranton found that only 8% of adults manage to achieve their goals. That's a staggering 92% failure rate. Oh my goodness, that's crazy. All right, so I made a list now of some of the reasons why people fail at their goals. Number one, we're going to learn from these things. Setting unrealistic or vague goals. People often set goals that are too ambitious or lack clear steps, making them overwhelming or unachievable. An example would be, I want to lose weight, without defining how much, by when, or the actions to take. And we'll talk more about how to set SMART goals. S period, M period, A period, R period, T period. Next up, we have lack of a clear plan. Without a roadmap, it's easy to lose focus and motivation. Many people fail to break their goals into actionable steps. Example, all eat healthier without specific strategies or routines to make that happen. Next up, we got perfectionism and fear of failure. People abandon their goals when they fall short of perfection, feeling discouraged by setbacks rather than seeing them as part of the process. Example, is missing a workout one day leads to quitting the entire fitness plan. I've definitely been there. Okay, the next one is motivation fades over time. Initial enthusiasm often wanes, and without systems to maintain consistency, people revert to old habits. Lack of accountability, competing priorities, emotional blocks, fear, self-doubt, or lack of belief in one's ability to succeed can sabotage efforts. Thinking I'll never stick to this anyway often leads to self-sabotage. All right, this leads us into, how do we overcome this trend and step into that, 9%? We're going to be the 9%ers this year, you guys. HBH fam is going to be the 9%ers. All right, so first things first is we need to set SMART goals. Let's talk about what a SMART goal is. So it is, S is specific. It's an acronym. Specific, focus on replacing less healthy foods. Oh, LOL. I wrote an example. So S is specific. It clearly states what you want to achieve and who will be involved. Measurable is include how you will measure the progress and know when you've met your goal. Achievable is A, ensure the goal is within your capabilities and is realistic. R is relevant, align the goal with your overall objectives and current tasks and projects. T is time bound, set a deadline for completion. And my next little thing I had after setting SMART goals is, we all at this point know what ChatGPT is, right? It's amazing. It's such a helpful tool. So my next thing is to ask ChatGPT to help you write your SMART goals, because I'm not going to lie, I sometimes feel like I don't have time to just sit down and be like, okay, how do I make this not so vague and SMART? So what I actually did is, a goal I have for 2025 that's very vague is eat healthier in 2025. So I was like, oh my goodness, ChatGPT, make this a SMART goal for me. It was super cool. And what ChatGPT came up with is, I will eat at least one nutritious food swap with every meal, such as replacing chips with carrots or soda with water, by February 1st, 2025, and maintain this habit throughout the year. So the little breakdown of this SMART goal is, the specific part of the goal is focus on replacing less healthy foods with healthier options for every meal. The measurable goal is to track food swaps, so journal or mental note per meal. Achievable is focus on small sustainable changes rather than overhauling the diet all at once. Relevant, support the goal of eating healthier in an easy to follow way. And then time bound is, habit is established by February 1st and maintained for the rest of the year. So that is something that I want to do for all my goals, and I encourage you guys to do as well. And super cute too, because ChatGPT gave me an action plan. So week one is to swap one item per day. Week two, add a second swap. Week three, make a swap with every meal. And then ongoing, keep it fun and flexible by exploring new healthy options and rewarding yourself for consistency. I love that. Okay, so that's just an example of SMART goals for you. So we're going to move on to some other fun little habit tips I have for you. Is, let's focus more on the systems we have put in place, the routines, and not only on the outcomes. So what you want to do to make goals actually stick in your life and to be healthy and better and all the things and level up this year is, we're going to work on building out our routines. And I think it'd be really fun to do a series for the new year. Let me know if you'd like this, where I talk about how we build a morning routine, a night routine, different habits for meal prep, all these different things. Let me know if you'd like some sort of little series on that. I think that'd be really fun. These are things I want to work on myself. So usually when I'm like working on stuff actively, that's when you guys actually usually want me to talk about those specific things. It's really funny. I'll ask like, what are you guys struggling with? And it's usually exactly what I'm also struggling with and also working on. So we'll do it together. But I think building habits and routines that just naturally leads to you achieving your goals. It's super cool and it makes it way less overwhelming. Okay, which leads me into the next point is start small, set micro goals. They create momentum and they reduce the overwhelm. And read Atomic Habits by James Clear if you want to learn more about all of how to set micro goals. All right, track your progress. This is so key. So some ways that you can track your progress, you can use a journal. There's apps you can use to track your progress for goals. There's other tools. It just helps you keep things visible and you measure the progress. So it's definitely a way you can have that motivation. I find with fitness specifically, I'm doing this in the New Year's challenge for Sweaty Studio. We're going to have a workout that is the same on week one and the final week so that people can actually tell that their strength is getting stronger or it's progressing. Because even doing that is a really good way to measure your strength by doing the same workout weeks apart after you've been consistent. And that can help a lot with motivation too. All right. So build accountability is the next point. So share your goals with a friend, a coach, or community. It'll help with the support and encouragement. Maybe even do a goal. If you have a goal for, like, let's say fitness, invite your friend to join the fitness challenge with you. Like, that's so much more fun than doing it alone. I definitely love accountability. I'm a huge accountability gal. And I have two more points is celebrate your small wins. This is so important. Just like we did at the beginning of the episode when we took a moment to reflect on this past year, every week, just take a moment to reflect on how much you accomplished in 1 week. It's going to blow your mind. You could even do it daily, just like journaling at night, your accomplishments. You're going to be like, wow, I did so much in one day that I'm so proud of. And lastly is just staying flexible. Realizing that goals and your life changes. So your goals are also going to fluctuate sometimes. Sometimes you have setbacks, but it's important to just give yourself grace in those moments. Don't give up. And maybe you just reevaluate and you make your goals fit your current life stage a little bit better and you move along. I think it's really important to just ditch that all or nothing mindset, ditch the I have to start a New Year's every year. If I fail, gotta wait for the next year. Like, truly, if you think about it, you can start something new literally at any second of any day. And you don't have to wait for the perfect time to do anything, because there's never going to be the perfect time to do anything. So if you've been wanting to change your life, you've been wanting to become the better version of you, you've been wanting to eat healthier, you've been wanting to get into that fitness routine, there is truly no better time than the present moment to just start doing it. I know it's uncomfortable doing something new. I know new routines don't feel natural at first, but I'm telling you, with consistency, doing them at least 21 days. That's truly not that long in the grand scheme of things. They will blend into your life and it is so, so cool. So that just leads me into our conclusion for our episode. I hope you took away so much goodness from this episode. I would love to hear what your goals are for 2025. Let me know on Instagram in your stories. Tag me and tell me what your goal is. Maybe you take notes in this episode. Tag me in your notes on your stories. Share this episode with a friend who you think would love some goal setting tips for 2025. We're going to have an amazing year, my queen. Like, that's just going to happen. We have what it takes to truly become the best version of ourselves, who God made us to be. And I know that it is 1 year in our hundreds of years of life that we're going to live, but this year can be monumental. It can be defining for us. And I want it to be defining for my life in a positive way. And I encourage you to make it defining your life in a positive way as well. We can only control ourselves. We can't control others. We can't control God. But it's important that we are just doing the best things that we can do in our own power while also inviting God into it each day. All right, my gorgeous queen, I hope this episode was inspiring. I hope you loved it. If you love the episode and you love the podcast, do me a favor and leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. It helps push the podcast out to more people around the world. And my goal with this podcast is I truly want to just break into the wellness space from a faith-based perspective, because there's not enough Christ in wellness. So do me a favor and just help me out by leaving that review, share this episode with a friend, and I will see you next time on the podcast. Have the best Christmas. I love you so much. I am beyond grateful for every single one of you who listens to the podcast. Your messages actually mean the world to me. I love you guys so much. I wish I could give every single one of you the world's biggest hug. I wish we were all in one room together, just setting our goals, praying together, all the things, but maybe we'll have to have a meetup soon. Anyways, I love you guys. Have the best day. And as always, stay healthy but human. And just remember that you are enough and you are doing an amazing job at life. All right, I'll see you next time. Bye. Hello, my gorgeous queen. If you've been looking for workouts that not only strengthen, lengthen, and tone your body, but also leave you feeling empowered inside and out, let me put you on Sweaty Studio, my online Pilates studio and app designed to help you embrace movement as a way to take care of the incredible, beautiful body God gave you. At Sweaty Studio, we're all about combining fun, effective movement with powerful affirmations to help you see yourself as strong, worthy, and enough. From Pilates to dance cardio, every class is designed to help you build a healthy, positive relationship with your body while also getting stronger and healthier inside and out. Plus, Sweaty Studio is built on faith-based foundations and has our popular Pilates and Praise classes that blend powerful affirmations rooted in scripture, worship music, and a devotional at the end with movement to help you see yourself how God sees you, strong, worthy, and wonderfully made. And starting January 1st, we're kicking off our 21-day New Year's Challenge. It's the perfect way to reset your mind and body with workouts and encouragement to help you stay consistent and feel unstoppable in 2025. If you're ready to join, simply go to sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. That's sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. Let's move together and take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit this year. I'll see you on the mat. Let's get sweaty.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.